I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI and WGBH, in Boston. President Barack Obama has called on Israel to freeze all building activity in the West Bank settlements. But Israel said today it has approved the construction of 50 new homes in one Jewish settlement, and it's planning on building nearly 1,500 additional housing units. This is just another sign of how far apart the U.S. and Israeli governments remain on the issue of settlements. The World's Matthew Bell has our story.
Israel's Defense Minister Ehud Barak plans to meet President Obama's Middle East envoy, George Mitchell, in Washington tomorrow to talk about settlements. According to today's New York Times, the two sides might be getting closer to a compromise. The paper cited anonymous Israeli sources, saying Israel is willing to halt settlement building for 3 to 6 months as part of an effort to restart peace talks. The paper said the moratorium on settlement construction would not affect projects already underway, nor would it apply to Jewish areas in East Jerusalem. The plan, however, would require the Obama administration to back down from its call for a complete halt to settlement construction. And it also sounds unacceptable to Yuli Edelstein. He's an Israeli cabinet minister for public diplomacy and diaspora affairs. Using the biblical terms for the West Bank, Judea and Samaria, Edelstein said natural growth in the settlements should continue.
The issue of population control doesn't behoove any democratic country, and we have to understand that the legal or not legal, settlements or communities, whatever terms we may use, still to basically say to Jewish women in the Jewish communities in Judea and Samaria, you can't give birth, and if you, God forbid, do give birth, there will be no kindergarten, is something unheard of in any democratic country.
Israeli officials say the Bush administration had quietly agreed to allow some continued growth in West Bank settlements, and Israel's Deputy Prime Minister Dan Meridor today alluded to that understanding.
The problem that needs to be resolved is not about settlements, it's about keeping agreements.
But Obama administration officials don't see things that way. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has dismissed the importance of any agreements made between Israel and the previous administration. Meanwhile, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has said Israel must freeze all settlement growth before he agrees to restart negotiations. And today, Palestinian Development Minister Mohammed Shteya said Israel's decision to approve new settlement housing is a challenge to peace.
This is a challenge to the international will that has been calling upon Israel to totally freeze all the Israeli settlement activities in the Palestinian territories. This is actually a blow, a total blow to the whole international effort to resume the peace talks, to resume the negotiations. This is an expression of an aggressive will on behalf of the Israeli government.
But neither the Palestinians nor Arab governments in the region have been very forthcoming about what they would do if Israel does halt settlement growth. That's according to David Makovsky of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. He's co-author with White House Special Advisor on the Middle East, Dennis Ross, of the new book called Myths, Illusions, and Peace. Makovsky says Mr. Obama went to Riyadh last month to ask the Saudis for so-called deliverables, but he didn't come back with much.
What will they do? Will they open up a trade section in Tel Aviv? Will they agree that Al Al maybe can have landing rights in Saudi Arabia? Will they agree that professors from both countries can be exchanged? It doesn't seem that, for whatever reason, that visit was a success. And it seemed that the Saudis gave the president the back of their hand.
Makovsky says he doesn't doubt that President Obama believes that halting settlement growth in the West Bank would help win concessions for Israel from its Arab neighbors and the Palestinians. But Makovsky says it's just not clear what those concessions would be. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.